Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 53rd edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Gheorghe Chechelashvili. He's a physician with a specialty in public health who comes from the crossroads of Western Asia and Eastern Europe. Georgia, a country of 5 million people. It's located on the Black Sea and is neighbors with Russia, Turkey, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Gheorghe.
Hello, everybody. I am Gheorghe. Hello, American. Hello, Mr. President. Hello, Governor. And finally, hello, my dear Mainers. I love you and I respect you because I love Maine. It is my second country. And I can say now I am new Mainer. I came from Georgia 2 years ago, and I like here very much, and I like very much Portland.
Well, we're so glad to have you here in Portland and loving Maine. That's terrific.
Thank you. Portland, Maine is very special place for me.
Why is that?
Before, I cannot understand what was here, but after I came here, I saw, I listened, and I can imagine what is Portland, what is Maine, and I can say here is really good paradise.
Paradise?
Yes.
Wow. What's so paradisical about Maine and Portland? What do you love about Portland?
You know, I like history, and after I came here and saw this place, I imagine how first European coming here and how they can, what they can see, and after this, how developed everything here. And this is for me very interesting topic, and when I saw this everything and imagine what was happening, I understand there is really paradise, and people became here very happy because here is very good paradise.
Wow, so you look at it from the eyes of the first Europeans who came here. That's a different angle. I love that.
Yes, I am not the first European who came here, but maybe I am very late came here. But imagine, maybe I have same what was what have had the first European who came here.
Sure.
Yes.
So that's a very fresh angle. I've never heard that one. I love it. So you came here from Georgia, and I wonder if we could go back there with you in your mind. And could you tell us, what is Georgia like? What was it like for you as a boy growing up there?
Georgia, maybe for me, maybe for all people who will go there and see, Georgia is an unusual country. And there is also a very deep history, almost, I can say, 2 million years was happening, developing civilization. And there are all people who will go there can meet this very old civilization.
Ancient.
And it is very interesting. And when we say about Georgia something, we can imagine it is something very specific nature for people to live there. they feeling very close, have a special nature there. And they like to live there very much because there you can feel everything what is on the earth. Cold, warm, hot, everything.
So it's a four seasons kind of country.
Yes,
right,
yes.
On the Caucasus Mountains. So do you always see the mountains in the background in the cities? Are you close enough to the mountains to see them?
Yes, yes. If you will go near Black Sea, yeah, it's very warm, very rainy sometimes. And if you will go little up mountains, nature became a little more strong, and finally only ice. And it is very interesting. And everything is happening very small place. Not big place, Georgia, but small place. But you have everything. We have everything there.
It's westernized, isn't it? Roads, schools, hospitals, kind of like here.
Yes, mm-hmm. We have everything this, and very special there, people. When you go there, you will feel something another world, and you can enjoy it to meet my people, my country citizens. And they have something special culture to meet some person who, some guests, and host them. It is very special culture for my country, meet guests and host them.
I heard that from our guest from Azerbaijan. He said that hosting was a very special privilege and taken very seriously. True in Georgia too then.
Yes, yes.
Very nice.
Georgians like very much guests, and they say guest is from God and must host our good.
Nice.
Perfect.
How long do guests stay?
It is old culture, and how guests want to stay, he or she can stay.
Stay as long as they like.
No one said guests to go. It is very bad action, and for Georgian it is not good.
When's the best time to be a guest in Georgia?
Anytime. Georgian like guests anytime.
I love it. I can hardly wait to go.
Yes.
Having spent 2 years in Siberia with the Russian army, I figure you are one of my few guests here that doesn't think that Maine's winter is just so bad. What do you think about the winters here?
I can compare Siberian climate and Maine's climate. Maybe cold a little close each other, but winter time, but Maine is more warm than Siberia. Here I feel breathing of Atlantic Ocean, and it is very good here. We cannot feel this in Siberia. Winter time, yeah, is very strong, very cold. It is something different. There is something different climate.
So it's not paradise there?
How I can say? Earth is, I can say, Earth is very big paradise. But somewhere is a little more cold, a little more warm, a little more dry climate. But people can live there.
Yes, amazingly we are adaptable,
yes.
Aren't we?
There is a very interesting Baikal Lake, and I think it is for scientists a very interesting lake. And I am also interesting how appear these lakes there. and around also big forests.
Yes, so much. Yes, so much of the woods, right? Well, you come not from Siberia, but from Georgia, which is an ancient culture near the cradle of civilization. And you come to this country, which is a relative baby of nations. And I wonder, how do you see American culture when you come in with your past so deep and rich? You come here with our short history as a nation.
I saw here a very interesting laboratory. I can imagine this a laboratory because into my country live only people, mostly Georgian, here I meet people from all the world, and they live here together, very peaceful. They creating something unusual, own culture. It is absolutely new culture, new country, new culture. Very amazing for me. It is very nice, and I think they created something unusual, good future. Because all they try to be very good here, to work, to live, to meet each other, have good relation, and I think this will bring very good results, and for America, I hope, will be very good future. It is my what I about think right now. For me, it is very interesting, and also I want to bring some good things from my country, from my civilization, and I want to add American culture, some part of my civilization from Georgia, and I want to develop also American culture, something to for this, and hope I will do this.
What would you add from Georgian culture to American culture?
For example, how we will guest people, how we will host them, and it is very interesting also. And many, many another, if we will have next interview, I will bring more facts about special something.
Great. I would love that. Can you tell us a little bit about your wife and family who live here in Portland with you?
Okay. First came here my wife. She was studied USM, Muskie School, 2 years. Then university suggest to continue study doctoral dissertation, and she stay and continued. She graduate, and now she's became professor. She some short time studied Georgian University, and now she's working here in the government. It is all. She was in my country as a doctor, neurologist, and she is here. She graduated, became doctor public health here. Here is also my daughter. She was in my country. She graduated law school and became lawyer and work as a bank lawyer. Then she came here, and she also graduated here law school and became American lawyer.
And did she take a special program here at USM for people who were already lawyers?
Yes, at USM they have some special short program who was own country as a lawyer. They are suggesting them some short 1 year program, and if they will graduate, finish this 1 year program, they will become a lawyer also. And after this, my daughter went to pass New York bar exam. She passed this and became full lawyer, American lawyer.
Wow, you must be very proud of her. Well, both your wife and your daughter here.
Yes, I have also two children in my country, daughter and son. Daughter also is lawyer there, and son is son graduate university, computer and informatic science, and they stay here.
They stayed in Georgia.
Yes, they stay in Georgia.
You must miss them.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Children, all times I miss my
And Georgi, you study here at USM too. I hadn't really put that together, but your wife, your daughter, and you have all had a path that led you through USM. You find yourself here studying grammar as a mature man, and you've studied grammar all your life, it seems. You were laughing the other day saying you studied Georgian as a boy, you studied Russian grammar later, you studied German grammar after that, and here you are, a mature man studying English grammar. So what is it about grammar?
Oh, yes, you are right. I study Georgian, Russian, German. Now I study English. I study all these languages, grammar. And in English, something is different. Sometimes I must forget all rule in grammar what I learned in other languages and study English grammar. Last time, my teacher in class, before a word end, put comma, and I said, teacher, I studied another language. I said, no one language says, grammar says to put before end comma. It is special for English.
The serial comma that goes
yes.
before end. When
yeah,
you
before
thing.
End, put comma. It is something unusual on other languages.
It's optional here, too, at this point.
Yes.
So you're studying at USM. You're back in school learning English. And that, do you receive the Portland English as a Second Language Scholarship Fund?
Yes, yes. After I came, because in my country I did not study English language, I did study English very hard, and when I have time, so sometimes I go to Portland education to study there. Summertime, here is USM, also some short summer semester, and here is some fund which gave me some scholarship, and I went last summer to study here into short semester, summer semester, and that was for me very good, because studying at USM for me is very good gift, and I want to express big thanks to the people who gave me scholarship and gave me chance to study there.
You must be a very good student. Your teachers are doing a good job. You're learning English very quickly.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yes. You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Georgi Chachalashvili from Georgia. I'd like to talk a little bit about your work in Georgia, since you are a physician and you worked for the government as a regional coordinator of public health. I'm wondering what kinds of things did you monitor as in that position, and what was that job like for you?
I was doctor of public health in my country, and I was worked there during almost 20 years as a doctor of public health. This work was interesting because people need to help them to save them safety, healthy, and it is a necessary action to help them because maybe scientists made big step against infection disease, but now to they are very dangerous, and if we will not do suitable action against them, they will spread very fast and they will kill many peoples. And this is my job, to prevent infection diseases and people live healthy. And here also I want to first, of course, study English language, and then maybe I will go to find some job, some work, which will be very close to my profession. And how long time I need for this, I don't know, but I will try. I will promise about
it. I hope you do that. You have so much to offer us, and you've, as a public health servant, you have protected food, make sure food is safe, make sure water is safe, and control infectious diseases. And I know we need people in the public health sector here in Maine. I've read about that in Portland Press Herald, and I hope you will be one of the people that contributes to our.
Yes, okay. I have big experience. I have knowledge about this area, and I am ready to put my experience, to put my knowledge here, to prevent also Mainers, my dear Mainers, from infection diseases, and help to they have good food, good water, good air, and everything good what they needed very much.
Taking care of everyone.
Yes.
I love that. Have you observed any public health issues here that we might address better, that you would make a recommendation of change?
I am here almost 2 years, and when I am looking how we see in the public health, I can say some news about this, but mostly here is everything okay. But also I can add, if they will ask me what to do, I will add something what will be bring more results, good results for people, for public, and it will be more useful, more good.
Would you recommend that we slow down when we eat a little bit?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is a very big culture, very different culture also. You know, I came to a country where eating, process eating is something special. We think long time, we think some short pieces take, and we preparing also some different food, and try to eat very healthy food. But something different I saw here, it is eating very fast, big pieces, eating very fast, everything eat fast. As a public health doctor, I don't know how good it is for healthy, but I think eat more slowly, more peaceful, not fast. It is for healthy more good. And it is my opinion. Maybe I'm not right.
I love your opinion, and I think that's part of your hosting specialty, right?
Yeah.
You sit down, you enjoy each other while you eat. I think that's beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
So I know you are not all about work, and you have other things you like to do. Can you tell us about how you got into keeping bees?
Oh, yes, yes. I was as a public doctor, health doctor, but also I was beekeeper. It was my love area, and I became beekeeper. And it is this area also very interesting for people, for their healthy, because bees, this insect, they live almost 100 million years in the earth, and they had some very, very good action, very interesting, are they? And also they bring honey. It is very, I can say it is best medicine in all world. And I work here as a beekeeper some short time. I was helping to my friends. And beekeeping here also is, they have some different skills. We have some different skills. It is also interesting to join each other at two skills, and we will receive more good results, I think so. And I want to wish to bees to they live long time, because last time appeared some information about bees, they disappeared many beehives, and it is not good. I will enjoy if I help them and to do something to save them, keep them their life long time, and help them to live.
I love that. You're taking care of the people, making sure they live well, and taking care of the bees as well.
Yes, yes,
there's
yes.
There's something connected there. Oh, Georgi, you are quite an insightful person who seems to have many fresh observations and perspectives, and I love hearing them. It's a pleasure getting to visit with you, and thank you so much for being willing to come on New Mainers Speak today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, dear listeners. I am very glad to speak, to say you something about my opinions. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. Additionally, I would like to mention how you might learn more about the Portland English as a Second Language Scholarship Fund. It was created to help local immigrants and refugees gain the English skills necessary to achieve their post-secondary educational goals here in the United States. Since 2000, the fund has given more than 150 scholarships and $100,000 to cover the cost of advanced ESL courses for students. If you would be interested in learning more about this scholarship fund or contributing to it, you can visit www.peslsf.org. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Georgi Chachalashvili. We will close today's program with a song he's chosen for us. I wonder if you can introduce this song, Georgi.
Name of this song is Shenhar Venachi. It is very old song, almost 1,000 years old.